Getting ready to go, man. You know, it's a good football team. We got to be ready to go to give our give ourselves a chance to win a football game.
What stuck out to you? Bill said you stayed here, studying video. You talked about it the other day. What sticks out with you? What you really need to focus on?
Their defense is really good. We're going to have to be alert at all times during the game. They got a lot of different things they do. So. You know, that makes it more difficult on us. You know, it's extra film study we got to do to be ready to go.
What have you seen from their secondary that's made them so successful?
They're making a lot of turnovers. The defensive line's getting pressure, and those guys are capitalizing on, bad throws or, guys at the quarterback's feet, and they're not being able to throw an accurate pass. So they're really capitalizing on that.
You talk about your relationship.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Chris.
Which person in your family is most excited, do you think, about your first start?
I hope me. my mom and dad obviously are excited, so I guess I'll say no.
Can you talk about your relationship with Brian Hoyer?
Yeah, I spent 2 years with Brian. He's a really good guy. He knows football. He's smart. He gives our team a chance to win the game. He doesn't turn it over much. He makes good decisions. So.
You guys got pretty closer during that 2012 battle for that backup spot. Talk a little bit about how your friendship evolved.
I mean, he's a good dude. I didn't get to spend a lot of time with him besides at the stadium. He's married, he got kids, so that's not my role. But I'm saying he's a good football player. He's a great guy. He's a great person, on and off the field. So, they got a good quarterback.
When you talk about him being a great guy, that could be an awkward situation, being drafted when there's already a guy on the team who's a backup. How did he?
That's definitely part of the business. You're obviously competing for a job, but at the same time, like, that's the guys you work with every day. So, you just got to be able to balance that out, Brian helped me out a lot when I got there. He didn't turn his shoulder to me or anything. That's why I say he's a good guy. He's not one of those guys that are just like, all right, whatever. So.
You were most excited about Sunday. What part of it excites you most?
I'm just ready to play football. It's been a while, so I'm ready to go.
Ryan, what about the weather factor, and how does that factor into your preparation for this game?
I don't think it changes any preparations. Deal with what comes. You can't change it. We don't have a little meter to turn the temperature up or anything. So, we just got to be ready to go. It's not something that we're really thinking about. It shouldn't be. We need to be worried about the Browns.
You feel like you've got command of the team, whether it's in the huddle, in practices, or at the line of scrimmage, or do you think that's something you'll just see how they respond on Sunday?
I mean, I do. It's probably a better question for you to ask those guys. I always feel like that. It's just my personality.
Ryan, what kind of relationship did you develop with Brian and the year you've been with
him? A good one. No, he's a good guy. Sorry, you missed that question.
Yeah,
he's a good guy. Like I said, Brian's he's a good teammate. He's doing well for their team, not turning the ball over. So he's playing smart.
You're in an interesting position behind Tom. How did that interaction work?
He helped me out when I asked questions. He was very welcoming, and he wasn't trying to hide anything. He was a good teammate. So.
What is your demeanor in the huddle? Will they know if you're having a good game or bad game, or even keel, or are you excitable? How are you in the huddle?
It's a long game. You got to go with the ebbs and flows of the game. There's going to be good plays, bad plays. You just got to stay, main line, streamline, and just, keep battling through whatever happens.
Right, who all of you, maybe a few people you've heard from around the country, friends, people in the NFL, anybody from the Patriots calling you about wishing you good luck?
I haven't really had my phone on me too much. Kind of crazy, so I just kind of throw that to the side. I'm just ready for Sunday.
What has George done with you? You weren't here in the preseason when you were. That's normally when you get all equal work, first in and all that. Since you've been primarily working with the backups and a little bit of scout team work, what have you done to make up for what you missed, I guess, training camp?
Well, being in a similar system. It's just different players, so the system part of it was all right. I just had to get my timing down with the guys that play. Like you said, I was with the backups a lot, but with Andre and Hop and those guys and DJ, just get my timing down with them. And I feel like I was given the chance to have reps with them to be able to develop chemistry, to get to this position.
You had the head start, but on the offense.
I mean, right. I mean, it's not an easy offense to learn, so it helps that I've been a part of it for the past few years.
You think your arm is your biggest asset?
Not at all. I think my football IQ is probably my biggest asset.
How do you feel you coming along as far as accuracy? I know that was a big concern for a lot of people. Do you feel like you've improved, and can you improve more on that?
You can always improve. You know, you can never be complacent. There's always things you can work on, no matter what part of your game it is. And so I try to refine, you know, every part, you know, when something comes up.
Yeah.